This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, it's been a fun week. We haven't
taken any phone calls this week. You know what? And we're not going to take any tonight either. Maybe we'll take some tomorrow. I don't know. No guarantees. I'm not big on phone calls. I'm just not big on it. I really prefer to stick with me. For the most part, Chris, is all I'm saying. All right, I'm going to get to this Russia stuff. I want to finish this guy's email, though. He said, "Hi, Jesse. You talk about us being in a sandwich. I'm hearing that a high percentage of the people crossing the border illegally are the criminal and gang type. Do you think that these people will be used as street communists to be unleashed when and if the right takes control to wreak havoc on our country?" And I wanted to address this because I hear this kind of stuff a lot. One, you should understand what's happening at the border. You get word all the time, and undoubtedly you've seen video of these masses of people who are crossing the border, and they're walking towards the Border Patrol. They're trying to get caught. You should know, lots of the time that happens because they understand the Border Patrol, to say they're undermanned would be putting it mildly. They're overwhelmed. They understand the Border Patrol has to go and take those people in and process those people. They use that as a distraction to get the really bad people across. They don't want to have to talk to the Border Patrol. We have some very, very, very dangerous people who are coming into the United States of America across the southern border. Now, to your question, are they going to be used to get a bunch of street violence whirled up when Republicans take control? Yes and no. And here's what I mean. We like to imagine that there's this group. There's this little group of 10 guys who control the whole world. And they're sitting around a smoke-filled room. And one of them, once Republicans take over, will say, "Activate the Mexicans." And all of a sudden, the violent street communists or whatever will rise up. That's not necessarily true. The communist isn't that smart, and he doesn't have that much control. If I was to tell my sons, go upstairs, go to your room, go to bed, and then I walk up to their room, I open up the door to their room, and I don't say anything, but I take some new little toy gun, and I just toss it in the middle of the room while they're still awake, and I close the door and walk away. What's going to happen? They're going to come out of their beds about half a second after I'm out the door. They're going to dive bomb, probably wrestle for the toy gun, and then start laughing and playing cowboys and Indians and, quote, shooting each other with the toy gun and having a blast. Now, was that my master plan? Am I mind controlling them? Activate the boys so they'll play with the toy gun? No. The communist doesn't have some master plan where he's going to say, "Hey, Antifa, you're up. Illegal immigrants from El Salvador, you're up. It's go time, violence time." No, he doesn't have that kind of command and control. He simply knows all I have to do is flood society with a bunch of violent people, and violent people will do violent things. He knows that. And when violent people do violent things, what it does is it makes people feel unsafe. When people feel unsafe, they choose more government. I had a conversation. This is going to drive you insane. I've been ranting and raving about the Republican bill, the 14 Republicans who signed on to the Democrats' gun control bill, McConnell and Cornyn and Graham and all the other losers, Romney, of course, you know, the loser brigade. They all signed on to the gun control bill. And I had a talk this morning with a friend of mine. This is a human being. You would consider this person to be conservative to very conservative. You would most definitely consider this person to be on the right. Now, I wouldn't say highly informed. They're not sitting down listening to the Jesse Kelly Show every day, but this person's most definitely on the right. I can't stress this enough. This person would be right next to you at a Trump rally. All right, this person is on the right. And I was ranting and raving about the gun control bill. And, oh, what's in it? And I started going down the list, and I got to the point where I said, well, 18-year-olds won't no longer be allowed to buy AR-15s. You got to be 21. And this person, without missing a beat, said, oh, I don't have any problem with that. To which I said, excuse me? What did you just say? Well, yeah, I don't have any problem with that. And I said, you don't have any problem as a conservative, as someone on the right, you don't have any problem with the federal government taking away protected Second Amendment rights from adults in the United States of America? And you know what this person said to me? This person said to me the words that have doomed this nation. They have doomed the country. If I had to come up with one phrase that doomed the United States of America to where we are now, this is what I would come up with. You know what they said? When I said, you're going to take away the rights, you know what they said? Well, we had to do something. That's what they said. Somebody do something has killed more people and caused more death and misery than any other phrase in the history of mankind. All right. I don't know where I was going with that, but we do have to talk about this. Did Russia hackers blow up a Texas LNG pipeline on June 8th? And I need to be clear about this. We are obviously already in a relatively soft war with Russia. The whole Ukrainian thing, we've decided we're going all in. Don't care how you feel about that one way or the other, but understand in Russia's eyes, we've declared at least a soft war. One of our Harpoon missiles just sunk a Russian naval vessel. How would you feel if a Russian missile sunk a U.S. destroyer off the coast of California? Yeah, that's how they feel. Now, I don't care whether you love that or hate that. That's how they feel. According to two sources, this is from the article now. This is not me. Although I sound very official, I sound like a journalist when I read these articles, Chris. You know what? I am a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
According to two sources, around the time of Russia's late February invasion of Ukraine, a cyber unit of Russia's GRU Military Intelligence Service again conducted targeted reconnaissance operations against a major U.S. liquefied natural gas exporter. Remember how much of the Russian GDP is based on natural gas? They're a gigantic natural gas exporter. Okay, you still with me? I'm continuing in my journalist voice. U.S. LNG exports have long been a priority concern for Russia, viewed by Russian President Vladimir Putin as a means for United States to undercut Russia's domination of the European gas market. All right, so we get what's going on, right? Putin doesn't like this place. He wants Europe to have to go to Russia for natural gas. On June 8th, Freeport LNG suffered an explosion at its liquefaction plant, an export terminal on Texas's Quintana Island. The damage suffered means the facility is not expected to resume major operations until late in 2020. The June 8th disruption had an immediate impact in already soaring European gas prices and has reinforced Russia's ability to hold gas supplies to Europe at risk in retaliation of European sanctions imposed on Russia. One source said the FBI is investigating the cause of the explosion. Now, what does all that mean? One, we don't know anything yet. Two, the FBI is investigating, so that we probably won't ever know anything, but setting that aside, Russia is very, very, very good at cyber warfare. If you'd like to be a little bit more knowledgeable about that, my friend Brian Dean Wright, he is joining me tonight on my TV show. He knows a lot about this on the First TV. I have a TV show every night on the First TV. It's free. 9 p.m. Eastern every night, I have a TV show Brian Dean Wright. I'm going to interview him, and I'm going to ask him specifically, why is Russia so good at cyber? It's one of those things that it's obviously not my area. Everyone likes to make fun of me because I can't do technology, but why are they so good? I'll talk to him about it tonight. Anyway, I'll touch on this real quick. Back to emails, Trump DeSantis, and more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But let's talk about why you're still paying for cell phone service you don't need. I talk to you a lot about Pure Talk, and we talk about values and how Verizon hates your values and AT&T hates your values and T-Mobile hates your values and so on and so forth. Now, I talk about the money savings, too. But how does Pure Talk save you so much money? The average family saves over $900 a year. How can they save you so much money when they have the same 5G service? They're on the same network as one of those big guys. How's that possible? You understand that when you walk in that Verizon, T-Mobile, or AT&T store, you're paying for that store, right? The insurance, the employees, the rent, everything. You don't do that at Pure Talk. Therefore, you save a fortune. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Takes less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an email roundup night. And I want to be clear, Chris. Chris has started a little tally on this whiteboard that he holds up for me. And he's tallying the emails I didn't get to because he says I never get to any of them now. And I get distracted by things. I don't need your tally, Chris. I'm about to blow you away by the number of emails I'm going to get to. But I just have a couple other things I need to say about some stuff first. And then I'll get to the emails, Chris. Still can't get over this from Bud.
So for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine? Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin? Are you saying that we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe? I don't believe that.
That's not a very effective strategy. All right, one more thing on this. Texas LNG, did Russia blow it up, took this natural gas plant offline? I pick at Brian Dean Wright. I'm going to pick his brain about this tonight on the show, on my TV show. But one thing I do understand about this when it comes to these pipelines, how could hackers do that? Did they low crawl under the wire and set a satchel charge out there? No. These plants, and believe me, this is way beyond me. You're probably, maybe you're one of these plant guys and you're knowledgeable about this, so this is beyond me, so bear with me. I'm amateurish on this, but I do know this much. You have so many things you have to regulate, like pressure and temperature and things like that at these places to make sure everything's good, and a lot of these systems are computerized, so all that stuff can be regulated by a computer. So you don't want me sitting there turning knobs. I wonder what this will do, right? You want a computer. Well, if it's online, they can hack it. They can hack it. We're in trouble. Email roundup time, Chris. In your face, you wouldn't know.
You're changing people's lives.
Jesse, I recently went through a divorce, and my ex-wife didn't let me spend time with my daughters on Father's Day. To make myself feel better, I made some Jesse Kelly burgers. To say they were amazing is a massive understatement. The only problem is I broke off some for my dog, and now she gets crazy excited anytime I get within 5 feet of the stove. It would be okay if I had a sissy dog like a toy poodle, but my 75-pound German Shepherd can wreck some stuff when she gets excited. Semper Fi, brother, says I can say his name. His name is Matt. Matt, you keep your chin up, my man. You keep being as good a dad as you can. Those girls aren't going to forget you, I promise. Dear Uncle Jesse, you might be smarter than you even know. You know what? I bet I am, Chris. I bet I am smarter. What? When you describe all the nut jobs who live in the world of make-believe, where they are smarter, wiser, eternal victims, and seize all other caricatures as predetermined personalities, you are literally describing the internal landscape of someone with narcissistic personality disorder. Because of your humor, I bet people accuse you of this all the time. But only narcissists call people narcissists. Everyone else knows it's pointless to talk to them, much less get them to see their own hypocrisy. You might use my name. He says it's the best name on the planet, and his name's Chris. Chris, Do I have narcissistic personality disorder? Probably. Dang it. I thought maybe I did. That's okay. I think it's awesome. Senor Kelly, I've finally got it figured out about Chris and why we never hear him. We, the audience, are Chris. Of course, the guy says, the lady says, it all makes perfect sense. He's not completely imaginary. You're just imagining what people are thinking when you say things. So you say what, Chris? And Chris is the audience. I'm not sure about Michael, but I think he's probably imaginary too. I hope you have a kick butt fishing trip with your family. Chris and Michael will hold down the fort while you're gone. That's a little reminder. Friday's show will be my last show for a week. I know that sucks. I know you're disappointed. Like I said, I'm a talk radio fan too. I know how crappy it is when you have a show you love and you download the podcast or you turn it on that night and it's someone else's voice other than mine. They don't get to hear the sultry sounds of my voice, Chris. I know that sucks. Legitimately, I know. And I love being here for you. But America's under attack by fish. My sons and my father, three generation of Kellys, we have to go out to the wilderness and defend this nation from the fish. What, Chris? Yes, this is like when we were under attack by doves and I had to take the boys dove hunting. Right now, there's an illegal invasion of these fish. If we don't go down there and pull these fish out of the river, I don't know that we'll be here next week. So I'm not taking a week off to vacation. I'm basically re-enlisting in the military. That's the way I consider it, Chris. Jesse, in the ninth grade, I was told I need to go to college to get a good job. So I took the college course in high school and got into a Boston area college, and it sucked. I'm definitely not a student. I would have done so well in a technical school. I ended up being a firefighter for 32 years. How about that? And I have no regrets. Never made the 4 years of college, but being a firefighter was more rewarding than I could ever imagine. Remember something, young people. This you have to go to college way of thinking. Remember this, parents, actually. You have to go to college way of thinking is an ancient way of thinking. It is not true. I know a bunch of poor people, yes, because that's more, those are more my people. You're more likely to find me in a dive bar than you are some fancy, smancy restaurant. I actually think taking the wife out to Red Lobster tonight, Chris, not to rub my money in anyone's face, but I know rich people too. Most, not a few, most of the rich people I know, restaurant entrepreneurs, plumbers, HVAC guys, welders, guys who started their own business, construction guys. Another one of my buddies started an excavating company. Most of the most wealthy people I know, they don't have a big Stanford degree behind their desk framed in the office. One of my he might be the richest guy I know. You know what he has framed behind his desk in his office? I kid you not. It's a great story. His GED. He got a GED. And he has because he ended up making it big, started his own small business. He made it big. And he's got a fancy office now. It's really fancy, a fancy desk and chairs. And you know, the kind of stuff you'd picture at Goldman Sachs or something. All this fancy office, all this fancy stuff. He even has one of those. You know how you see in the movies they have like the glass or the decanter of fancy scotch over there with the glasses. Oh, would you like a glass of scotch? He has all that in there. And his GED framed behind his desk so everyone can see it when they get in. How great is that? All right. I need to talk about Trump DeSantis real quick. And we're going to continue to churn and burn through these emails because I've gotten through so many of them today. I promised an email roundup. Chris doubted me. I've been extra amazing. And don't forget, you can send your emails in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They all go right to Chris. Chris prints them out for me. I read them. I love them. I love to read all that stuff. All right? You ready for some Trump DeSantis talk? He's spicy. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on an email roundup Wednesday. Chris, put the whiteboard down. I know I've gotten through seven. I'm going to get through 70 by the time this thing is done. You just wait and see. Before we get back to that, though, I do want to talk about this real quick. Ron DeSantis is expected to sign a bill, governor of Florida, making all religious services essential. This is obviously fantastic. We can't live in a country where we shut down churches again because someone gets sick. So this is good. And this, because he's been in the news, this once again sparked this gigantic Trump, DeSantis, which one do you like? This big split that's going on right now within the Republican base. And if I had to guess, this is just a guess, I would guess about 60% of the Republican base wants Trump. I would guess about 40 wants DeSantis. I know those are rough numbers, but that's what I'd have to guess. And people are still getting nervous about this whole thing. What's going to happen? Are they going to fight? I don't want them to fight. I don't want to split the vote. Listen. One, you should want them to fight. You should want them to fight because you're not like the losers on the left. You don't worship men, right? Not any of them. Not Trump, not Heavy D, nobody. Not Reagan, nobody. You don't worship men. You want what's best for America, don't you? I know you do. Well, what's best for America is the best candidate coming out of the primary. That's what's best for America. Who's the best candidate? The one who wins. Both of them should get in. Both of them should prove they can raise more money than the other guy. They should prove they can be more on message than the other guy. Both of them should prove they can hire appropriate staffers in the various places and the many, many places you need staffers. Both of them should prove they're capable of building a presidential campaign that can win, because then that'll be an indicator they're capable of building the kind of government we need when they get there. You should want them to fight. And because you like this guy or like that guy or like them both, you think, I don't want them to fight. No, you have to set aside your love for them and realize your country has to come first. And if Trump and DeSantis choose to get in the ring and start slugging each other in the face until one of them wins, you know who wins? America. Because we'll get the best one. Maybe it's still Trump. It certainly might be. Maybe it's DeSantis. Certainly might be. Trump's the old lion. DeSantis is the new young lion. Both of them have an excellent case to make for why they should be the next president. Both of them do. We're only going to know if they fight. But it doesn't matter really what you want or what I want. You do know they are going to fight, right? It's inevitable. DeSantis is doing the I'm not talking about it thing right now because he's running for governor. Well, he's going to get elected again. He's running this year. He's going to get elected, and it's going to be a massacre. He is going to take a once purple state and turn it very, very red, which DeSantis would tell you is another notch in his belt. Look what I've done. Okay, so he's going to do that. He's going to get elected again. And then, eventually, him and Trump are going to get in a fight. And this is why. The media is going to make sure of it. It doesn't matter if you want them to get along. The media wants them to fight. They do. And so they're going to ask Trump at every interview, at every rally, every time they get a handle on him, hey, there's a new poll out showing Ron DeSantis. He's within a couple points. So what do you think about Ron DeSantis? And Trump's going to do what he's been doing. I like him. He's fine. I don't think he's going to run. But it's going to happen over and over and over and over and over. Hey, what about Ron DeSantis? Are you scared of Ron DeSantis? I bet you're scared of Ron DeSantis. And they'll do the same thing to DeSantis. They're already starting. It's going to get even worse once he gets elected governor again. Hey, what do you think about Trump? Are you better than Trump? Should it be you instead of Trump? Hey, DeSantis, I heard Trump said he could beat you. What do you think about that? And here's what's going to happen. One of them, it'll probably be Trump, one of them is going to pop off at the mouth and lose his temper, and he's going to say something that's going to get the fight on. They're going to ask Trump one too many times. He's going to be annoyed by it. Maybe he'll be tired. Maybe he's just aggravated. And he's going to say, look, Ron DeSantis has no chance against me, or something to that effect. And when you have two type A personalities who both want to sit in the big boy chair, that's enough to get them both in the ring. It doesn't matter whether you want it to happen or don't want it to happen. I'm on record of wanting it to happen. I want everyone in the primary. I want 20 people in there. I want to see who the best man is. That's what I want. But maybe you're one of these people you don't. You're worried about them fighting too much. I would argue the 2016 primary was the ugliest primary I've ever seen in my life for Republicans. And Donald Trump went on to be president of the United States of America. Ugly primaries don't mean we're hurt for the general. That's not true at all. Historically, that doesn't work out that way. I want them to fight, but maybe you don't. But it really doesn't matter what you want or what you don't want. They're having a fight. I guarantee they're having a fight. Shogun Gay Bear. Now, that's not very nice. That's not very nice. Your opening segment from the Friday show. Want to send an email again so that the young people in the audience can hear it. Join a trade. I work for an electrician. As a 25-year-old male, I made a little over $100,000 last year before Uncle Sam took away 40% of it. People will always need electricity, air conditioning, plumbing. Young adults today are soft. Develop a skill and make that money. I'm telling you. Look, it's not exactly news. The market is crap. I mean, imagine what it's like for these poor college kids right now. You're graduating college. You're buried in debt. And we're about to go into a recession or a depression or something terrible. And you can't find a job. The plumbers are still working because people still want to flush their toilets. Electricians are still out there working. I like when the lights come on when I flip the switch. Air conditioning companies? We've been roasting to death in the studio for a week because our air conditioning company's too big to come out and fix the AC. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're in a recession. They're not in a recession. They're all over the place. You don't have to go to college to create a great living for yourself. $100,000 a year? Man, $100,000 a year is fantastic money. That's putting a ring on your wife's finger. Couple probably used cars in the driveway, a little home. Your kids are going to have new shoes every school year. $100,000 a year? Your whole life, if you made $100,000 a year and you were smart, socked away 5, 10%, you're going to retire with $1 million and be just fine. Electricians, they're making that. Welders are making that. Plumbers are making that. Aiden, Jaden, and Braden getting $100,000 in debt as you send them off to NYU. He'll be 30, 35 years old before his assets are even worth close to what his liabilities are worth, because he's going to spend the bulk of his career early on paying off that useless degree you went to make him get, just so he could sit in front of a communist and learn how much white people suck. Why are we still doing this? All right. We have lots more emails, Chris, and we have headlines I didn't get to, and we have, I see the tally, Chris. We have lots more emails and headlines I didn't get to and more, but first. The weekend is coming. It's hump day today. Maybe it's time to stop putting it off and go buy yourself your Mantis X. You get a Mantis X because that's what the Marines use. It's what the Green Berets use. It attaches to your weapon, and it allows you to practice in your home. But when I say practice, I want to be clear. I don't mean target practice. It's not just clink, oh, you hit here. Clink, you hit it. No. They'll put you through drills. They'll give you feedback. They're giving you guidance. You're going to get better, and you're going to get better fast. 94% of shooters said they got better within 20 minutes. It's not enough to own that weapon. Practice with it. And this allows you to practice without firing a shot and spending that money. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com and get one today, all right? All right. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't worry, I'll be back again tomorrow. We still got a couple more days before you have to miss me for a week. I can't imagine. Chris, I've never been without me. So, no, hear me out. I've never been without me, so I can't imagine what people must go through when I'm not here. What? You know what? You're not a nice person, Chris. Remember what Obama said. This is Obama from 2008.
I know that we're having a debate right now about the gas tax holiday. I know how brutal this is on folks right now, but for us to suggest that 30 cents a day for 3 months is real relief, that that's a real energy policy, means that we are not tackling the problem that has to be tackled. We are offering gimmicks. When we're offering the same thing that John McCain's offering on the cheap, that means we're not presenting a truthful response to the challenges that we face in America. We can do better than that this time.
How great was Obama at sounding like this reasonable moderate while saying nothing? He, of course, said nothing. Nothing there. And everything he wanted was horrible. He was so good at going out on the campaign trail and just sounding like a moderate. I mean, maybe we should be thankful this idiot's in charge now.
So let's be honest with one another. My message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, this is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect.
Poor Joe's just lost. All right, email roundup time, Chris, before I get to headlines. Jesse, if Republicans can run rule, I don't know what that means, and beat all the Democrats, what is the chance we can get Mitch McConnell out of office because he's a shill for the Democratic Party? He says, I can say his name. His name is Rick. not very good. Not anytime soon. We need to win elections for a lot of years before we can get rid of Mitch McConnell. Hello. My husband was in the Air Force for 20 years and now works for a big contractor. I thought you might be interested to know he has decided to give his job has decided to give them Juneteenth off instead of Veterans Day. Infuriating. This is where we're going in corporate America. And there's another part of this for corporate America people don't talk about. The HR departments. HR departments have been taking over by insane communist crazy cat ladies, and it is crushing the corporate world. They're the ones who lay all this stuff out, and so often the CEOs and board members and things like that, they don't want to push back on it. And so crazy cat woman, she runs corporate America. Dear Oracle, my girlfriend said to tell you how unbelievably handsome you are. Shut up, Chris. Your ability to come up with great name for our government leaders is up there with Rush Limbaugh's. I still laugh every time I hear you say Grandma Vodka, Corinne Diversity Hire is hilarious and right on point. I've been listening / podcasting daily for months. You refer to Kamala Harris's dome. Please tell me what that means or where it comes from. No, I don't think I will.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Cotton and Banks spearhead a bill allowing adults to sue doctors who transition them as minors. This is fantastic. Remember, a whole part of this whole trans thing is it's a gigantic money-making industry. My buddy Matt Walsh talks about this a lot. There's so much money. And the child psychologist saying, well, I mean, yeah, Timmy, you actually are a woman. And then there's so much money. And the doctor taking them in, oh, of course, we're going to need to get you on a steady diet of puberty blockers. And then there's so much money on the surgeon saying, actually, the puberty blockers weren't enough. Time to get you in here with the old cigar cutter and take care of that thing for you, Timmy. There's so much money in it for all these people. We need to start disincentivizing the insanity in this country. That's outstanding. Alex Berenson, COVID paper shows declining sperm counts as a result of vaccines. We are going to have, between this and the problems women are having with the uterus, we are going to have such a gigantic population die-off in the future. It is just, I can't even make a joke about it. That's just so incredibly sad. Texas Republicans want to secede. The article says, good riddance. This is why I want a national divorce. We're in agreement. You don't want to live with me. You hate me. But here's the thing. I don't want to live with you. I hate you. So why do we live together?
I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. If we hate each other, let us move along.
Chicago police no longer allowed to chase criminals over minor offenses. I have told you this 1,000 times. I'm going to tell you this again. Get out of the cities. It's not as if they've reached some low point and they're getting ready to take back off. They're down and they are nosediving even worse. These places are just lawless nut jobs. California bill to bar police from making arrests on charges of loitering for prostitution goes to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. I guess now we know why Hunter's in California. Uvalde mayor to demolish the Robb Elementary following the tragic school shooting. I actually support this. How could you ever walk in that building again knowing what happened in there? Yeah, might as well just demo the place. French's creates a summer's worst treat, a horrifying ketchup-flavored popsicle. If you eat ketchup-flavored popsicles, turn off my show right now. Megan Rapinoe backs trans athletes, says your kid's high school volleyball team just isn't that important. And here's yet another reminder to you young ladies considering feminism. You listen to all these pop stars and your professors and the feminist this and feminist that and you go girl and girl boss. Remember something, ladies. I want you to remember. Everyone hates a feminist. Everybody. Even other feminists hate feminists. They're the most unlikable people in the world. Joe Biden officially becomes the most unpopular second-year president in recorded history. Well, $6 a gallon gas? 20% reduction in your standard of living? An international embarrassment in Afghanistan? Constantly belittling people and talking down to people and pandemic of the unvaccinated? And yeah, that's going to end up killing your popularity. All right, remember, you can email the show anything you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. There's a chance I will allow some phone calls tomorrow. We haven't allowed a single phone call all week. And yes, on occasion, I do miss you. All right? So send me your emails. You can go download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. If you want to watch me do the show on the simulcast, you have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.